hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, special holiday edition. On the phone with me, Neil Watson, fresh from the DEMA show here in Orlando. Well, actually, it was a couple weeks ago, but there's so much to cover on this event. You can't do it with one broadcast, let alone a couple weeks after. So we're going to delve into some of the stuff that happened there at the show. And Neil is here to help out, well, with his perspective. Neil, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great, my friend. How about you?
I'm doing swell. I hopefully you're not too tired from eating too much turkey on Turkey Day. So thanks for hanging with us today. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, my friend.
So DEMA, Neil, you know, I thought it was a great show. You know, you're on the DEMA board. You're working the show for the Bahamas Diving Association and for Neil Watson Undersea Adventures there, pushing your wares and your dive destinations there in the Bahamas. What did you see from your perspective? Good show, bad show? What do you think?
You know, wearing all my hats, you know, as president of the Bahama Diving Association, all of the exhibitors in the Bahamas was absolutely thrilled with the show, and being on the board of directors, we were certainly thrilled with the show. I mean, obviously, there was an enormous amount of concern as to just how successful the show would be in this economic climate, and it was kind of what everybody had predicted and actually hoped for. The traffic was a little slower than normally you would see at past shows, and the show seemed a little bit smaller, but actually the reality was you had just about the same number of companies exhibiting and the same number of retailers attending. The only thing is, you know, a lot of the big exhibitors and even the small guys, you know, downsized with their booth size just for economic reasons. And instead of bringing, you know, a half a dozen people, they'd bring two or three people, and kind of the same with the dive shops. You had the same amount of shops exhibiting or attending the show, but, you know, instead of bringing four or five staff as a perk and to do the seminars and stuff, which the retailers love to do, just not in a position to do that. It was generally the owner or the manager. So you had a little wider traffic, but then again, you had more quality time to spend with each one of the people that you really need to talk to, and the major decision makers were there.
That's right, yeah. And, you know, the reports we've received, and I'm sure you can back me up on this, is that the people that did an exhibit and took care of business, they did very well as far as numbers and sales and that kind of thing. So that was a very positive sign, you think?
Absolutely. I mean, we did very, very well. Like I say, individually for Undersea Adventures, we made a lot of contacts. And a lot of people don't realize that, you know, they think it's the same people year after year come back to the show, but the truth is, normally 35% of the retailers at the show are first-time attendees. So you have an enormous group of people there to work with that you've never spoken to before, and that are there to shop for travel and product and et cetera. So we made some great contacts and have already made some really good bookings.
Yeah, you know, and I mentioned this a couple weeks ago that it seemed like there were more companies exhibiting with new innovative type products this year. I don't know if that's just a you know, a fortunate outcome of the current economic, you know, environment or not. But hey, we'll take it. You know, new scooters, new dive computers, and things that were very interesting from a technological standpoint. And you know, I kind of wonder if the economic climate does kind of spur innovation. It forces people to be more entrepreneurial in trying to make a buck.
You know, since I was at number one DEMA in Miami and have made every one of them except one, and every year it amazes me at the new G-Wiz stuff. I mean, it's truly the big boy toy store and experience of a lifetime. And every year, you know, you think, well, maybe they've just pushed the envelope and they can't do that much more to improve the technology. And every year they come up with something that was just G-Wiz. And I mean, I saw some stuff that was just over the top in terms of technology and creativity.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, we've covered some of that already, and you'll hear more about it here in the coming weeks on The Big Show. So DEMA show went very well for, you know, being on the DEMA board, wearing that hat for the Bahamas Diving Association, and, of course, for Neil Watson Undersea Adventures. But what about what happened after the show? Because you guys hooked up like some major junket or something of some dive stores or dive wholesalers and sent them over to the Bahamas for a few days of R&R. After was that the point, a little reprieve after working the show for 4 days or what, Neil?
Well, we put together a fam trip. We made it available to any retailer that handles traffic or travel, and we qualified them and quantified them, and it was kind of the trip of a lifetime. We have direct flights out of Orlando into Nassau, so we had like 30 retailers that flew out of Orlando the day after the show, and then we had about another 20 retailers that came from various areas that weren't at the show. And we also had a group of about 12 Brazilians that came in, all major retailers and media people. And they flew into Nassau. We did a big welcome function Sunday night after the show in Nassau. And then about two-thirds of them were dispersed to various out-island locations, Cape Eleuthera, a property there, Bimini, Andros, you know, for them to see the other islands other than Nassau. And, of course, a lot of them stayed in Nassau. And then they came back on Wednesday, and we had a big party Wednesday night, and everybody got a chance to compare notes as to different islands that they were at. And it was a great trip, and of course we were able to do that. One of our big strong points in the Bahamas, of course, is the proximity to the U.S. I mean, you're talking like an hour and 15-minute flight out of Orlando into Nassau, and it's that was a big benefit of having the show in Orlando was being able to get all of those retailers over there, and of course it was a great experience for them. You know, they were burned out from the show and had a chance to go over and chill out and do some diving and partying and a little networking with the other retailers. So worked out great. And here again, we've already booked some groups out of it. So apparently they were impressed with the product. And it would be a little more difficult next year with the show being in Vegas, but the year after that it's back in Orlando, and we'll probably do it again.
Well, there you go. And, you know, a fam trip, a familiarization trip for these, you know, dive wholesalers, you know, they take that information back so they can educate their customers well and send them to the right resorts in the Bahamas as they see fit. I mean, you know, it is. It's one thing to talk about it for 4 days over the DEMA show, but then it's another thing to actually have them on the property, having them, you know, touching it and feeling it and experiencing it firsthand when they're right there in the Bahamas. That pretty much sells itself, doesn't it, Neil?
Absolutely. You can have all the videos and brochures and fact sheets in the world, and nothing replaces just what you said, touching it, feel it, experience it, be there, do it. Then you go back and you can truly sell it, and you're excited about the product, and it comes across when they start marketing the properties.
Now, everyone listening right now doesn't necessarily have their own travel wholesale company, but you know, they obviously love the idea of going to the Bahamas, and it sounds so cool, and hanging out there on the beach and enjoying the sun, sand, and surf, and obviously all the underwater attractions. But they do want to take advantage of, you know, any potential deals. There are just a ton of them out there right now, aren't there?
I'm telling you, it's a buyer's market. We're just about to launch a new internet-based reservation system for the Bahamas, and we will have a last-minute dive deal section in there that is going to have some amazing deals. And of course, you know, the diver can book the trips through their dive shops or the retailers or wholesalers, or they can go to bahamadiving.com and research, you know, all of the properties and in the next couple of weeks actually be able to convert it into a booking online.
Yeah, so they've made it super easy and super convenient for someone with just an internet connection to book their entire trip directly with the Bahamas Diving Association website, bahamasdiving.com. So I know we got some, we have some plans to take advantage of that situation, I think, as well, because, you know, we're based in Orlando here at Scuba Radio. So obviously, jumping over to the Bahamas, one of my favorite pastimes for sure. And like you said, the deals are quite numerous right now. If you got a few bucks laying around, you got some vacation time ready to burn here before the end of the year or, you know, shortly thereafter. Man, now's the time to travel if you can, right, Neil?
You got it, man. And I tell you, before they were going to launch this this reservation system, they said, Neil, okay, I want you to go on here and try to book something. And they figured if I could do it, it was ready to go. Because, dude, I still got a VCR flashing noon. So if I can figure it out, anybody can do it.
All right, so it's passed the idiot test.
You got it.
I can only say that because I know Neil, and he's on the phone, and he's outside of striking distance. You know, he is a black belt, third Don, 12 Don. You could kill somebody with your pinky, right, Neil?
Well, if not that, my gun.
Okay, exactly. He's smart in that way too. He knows.
I'm getting older. I got backup.
Nice. All right. Well, Neil, thanks for the update. Dima show, great. It sounds like you had a great time in the Bahamas. And dude, we got to get out and do some diving ourselves here. I think we're due, aren't we?
Hey, let's do it, man. Before the water gets cold.
Hey, exactly. All right, Neil Watson, Undersea Adventures. All right, Neil, take care, buddy.
Thanks, Val.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk to someone who's just gotten back from an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip in the Galapagos. I have heard so much about this part of the world. It's definitely been on, you know, at the top of my must-do dive list for some time. I hopefully will get to at least put a check next to that location sometime in 2010 as Explorer Ventures starts sailing their Humboldt Explorer, their new vessel that set sail in the May-June time frame of 2010. However, Rodney, our friend of Scuba Radio, he just got back from the Galapagos, going to give us a little sneak peek of what to expect when it comes to the diving in that part of the world. However, first, we got more coverage from the Dima Show in Orlando. Dives Alert Network had so much to announce, we couldn't cover it in one show, so we had to spread it out over a few. That's coming up next, so stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Isn't this exciting?
It is. It's fun.
You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
Ruben, no, you called 8 hotels. They all said that this guy was the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might, you know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go, okay?
No.
It'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
She goes down.
And welcome back to the World First Radio Show devoted to diving. Continuing coverage at the DEMA show here in Orlando with some more folks from Divers Alert Network, because yeah, there's so many people that make that fine organization run like a fine-tuned machine. You know, we don't have the opportunity to talk to them all, but we're going to do what we can here while we're at the DEMA show. With us, Scott Smith. Haven't had Scott on the show before. However, we've seen him many times at some of these events. I think he's one of those guys who has to do all the work and get no credit. Is that true, Scott?
No, it's not true, but it is my first time on the show.
Now, your official title, Scott, is what for Dan?
Manager of Dan Training Programs.
Okay, so you actually orchestrate some of the programs as far as how to execute or set up the course materials or what?
Sure. Honestly, it's a group effort, you know, with all of us as far as writing the programs, editing, executing programs, working with our instructors and our trainers, and helping them be successful at teaching and getting the programs out there that the divers want.
I know at DEMA, obviously, you do some updates and things like that with some of the programs and getting the instructors in line with the new curriculums and things like that. But there's a brand new program, right, that you guys are launching here or getting ready to launch?
There is. We have two brand new programs here, and the first one, Basic Life Support and First Aid, being released here at the show, has actually been very, very successfully received. We've had great turnouts in our crossovers.
So Basic Life Support and CPR. So that means that when somebody sees one of our scuba radio mermaids and passes out, this will give them the tools to revive them?
It will, and I have a feeling you'd probably have lots of people try to jump in and help. But Basic Life Support and First Aid encompasses not just the CPR aspect of it, but the initial assessment, assessing the airway, the breathing, circulation, if someone is unresponsive or has an altered level of responsiveness, and if the person's breathing normally or adequately, checking for any external major bleeding, treating for any shock, and that's pretty much the whole basic life support portion. So it's not just the CPR AED, but encompasses lots of things that just set the foundation for advanced care.
Got it. Now, is that a new program that has just launched here at DEMA, or is this already been in effect for a few weeks or months?
This program is, we launched here at the show. We've had components of basic life support in all of our courses, and we've had a CPR first aid and AED component in the diving first aid for professional divers, diving first aid for commercial divers. But this is the first completely separate, standalone basic life support and first aid course.
If you're already a Dan instructor in some of the other courses, you just need to get a few more skills or get the curriculum to be able to teach this or get your skills up to snuff so you can be one of those type of instructors, right?
Sure, and the crossover is doing that. It's letting people kind of brush up on some of their skills, get them to role model quality, getting some suggestions from other instructors around them on teaching, and just orienting them to the new program itself.
And Scott, I know you do a lot of other things. You get out there and do some diving every once in a while off the coast of North Carolina, or what's your favorite hot spot for diving?
I am absolutely embarrassed to say I've only been diving off of North Carolina once, and I know I have to change that. Some of my favorite spots, I would have to say, are aquariums.
Those get overlooked a lot of times. So any particular aquarium you've been in here lately, or what made that come to mind?
It's a very, very unique type of diving. It's not just interacting with everything that's in the aquarium itself, but interacting with the people on the other side of the glass. I mean, it's how often do you get to dive and do something like that?
You're right. Matter of fact, we just sent one of our mermaids over to Epcot to do the Living Seas dive here while they were in Orlando at the DEMA show, and they did that for the first time. And what did they come back and say? They didn't talk about the turtles or the new sand tigers they have in the tank. No, they said, hey, we got to go on the other side of glass and make faces at the people walking by. So that's part of the appeal, sure, right?
Absolutely. That's a big part of the appeal. And yes, I'm not going to forget the marine life that's in there. That's a very big part of the appeal as well.
Well, Scott, thank you for being on Scuba Radio. Good job on the new program for Dan. And, hey, enjoy yourself here at the show, my friend.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me for the first time.
No problem. It won't be the last, I'm sure. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection. It is one of the busiest shopping days of the year today. Yesterday was Black Friday. Today is, Chartreuse Saturday? I'll go with it. What the heck? And we are celebrating in style there at scubaradio.com on the merchandise page. Anything over 15 bucks, if you place an order over 15 bucks, you get free shipping. I'm telling you, there's some real bargains right now up there on the Scuba Radio merchandise page. Of course, you can pick up your shirts, hats, and Scuba Radio Uzi beach towels, which have become quite popular. And a matter of fact, we're running a bit low on those right now, but we have enough, I think, to get us through the holidays. So if you place an order here this weekend or within the next week or so, you'll have plenty of time to get your order shipped to your door in time for the Christmas holiday weekend and give it to the diver or, you know, just the person you like most on your list. Hook them up with a Scuba Radio dive towel. A Scuba Radio hat. Sure, whatever. And, hey, don't forget about these Nano cases. You got someone who has an underwater camera or, you know, even a laptop, just a computer laptop that they travel with on their dive vacations, that kind of thing. It's really cool to have one of these little Nanook protective cases to put all your stuff in because you don't have to worry about moisture, that kind of thing. It's airtight. It's watertight. The thing's indestructible. And they're really nice. The price is amazing. We got a limited shipment from this company out of Canada. As they introduce the Nanook protective cases to the U.S. market and have an amazing price on cases that are perfect for laptops or underwater cameras and that kind of thing. So go to scubaradio.com, go to the merchandise page, place an order over 15 bucks, free shipping, take advantage of the prices. You don't have to leave your home. Yeah, you just focus on scuba diving. You don't need to focus on diving. We got you covered there on the merchandise page for the holiday gift-giving season. And by the way, keep checking back because over the next week or two, we're going to pop up a few other specials up there for our Scuba Radio listeners just in time for the Christmas season. All right? All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi.
Hey. I don't even know where to start with this one. Take a look at that. A scuba diver up a tree. Wow.
How the hell did he get up there?
He couldn't have climbed up there with all that crap on.
Got up there somehow.
Well, you know, Lake Mead is just over the hill, and the copters are dropping water.
I'm a scuba diver. I got a lot of gear. A regulator and a fishing spear. A PC, a compass, a diving watch. A bang stick that hangs between my crotch. My weight belt snorkel, prescription mask. My super jet fins, I go real fast. I go real fast, I go real fast. I'm a scuba diver and it's a gas.
You know, it is a gas, and sometimes, you know, we take it for granted as being scuba divers. And I just mentioned all the, you know, cool products we have for divers available at the merchandise page at scubaradio.com, and something that you want to consider for the gift-giving season. However, what if you don't have a diver on your list? Yeah, one of those non, God forbid, you actually have a friend that doesn't scuba dive, right? Well, maybe it's time to get them involved in our fun little sport. And, you know, this is the time of year that I always put on a little push or put out a little reminder to make it more top of mind that we should, as divers, be giving the gift of scuba. So don't forget that, you know, the present that always fits, that the person on your list will always thank you for years and years to come, will be that gift of scuba diving lessons. Just go to your local dive center. They'll be nice enough to print up a cool little certificate that you can, you know, put under the tree or wrap up, whatever the case may be. And seriously, consider giving the gift of scuba diving lessons to the person on your gift list this season. Save yourself the headache from going to the mall. Who needs that, right? We want to focus on diving. And what better way to do that than recruit more people into our favorite activity? These are your future dive buddies. So just, you know, something, it amazes me every time this time of year I'll be talking to someone and I'll bring that up and they'll go, gosh, I never thought about that. That would be a really cool little present. You could give, you know, $100, a couple $100 to pay on the, you know, classroom package that you get at your local dive center. There's many levels and options available for you this time of year to get a cool little present like that. So give the gift of scuba. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Something like that. All right. We'll leave it at that. Also, hey, don't forget, we're going to spend Christmas in the Caribbean. 2 weeks from today, you're going to hear a broadcast from Grenada. It'll be our first visit to the island, and we're going to broadcast with bells on. I kid you not, it's going to be quite a little adventure, and we got a few little surprises up our sleeve, including Scuba Radio Mermaid Angela, who will be Scuba Radio Mermaid Angela Elf or Elf, I don't know. We're going to combine elves and mermaids some way in Grenada. It's going to be quite, you know, quite an adventure, and we'll have it fully covered for you right here on the big show 2 weeks from today. So mark your calendars and make sure that you check out that show. Now, next week, we hope to hear from our Australian correspondent, Jeremy Bender, who is literally on the Spirit of Freedom live aboard right now off of northern Queensland there down under. So don't miss that. He'll have a full report of the diving there at Osprey Reef and, of course, what it's like diving off of the Spirit of Freedom live aboard. You can check it out, spiritoffreedom.com.au online. And don't forget to check out Jeremy's blog right there at scubaradio.com as well. Just look up Jeremy Bender under blogs in the diving section there at scubaradio.com. All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio. Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 26. Watching fish and coral spawn can be fascinating while diving.
Are you sure you want to do that?
However, they just think you're a pervert.
What the hell are you staring at?
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Jeff Meyer, COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Jeff?
I'm great, Greg, but you're looking a little green. You okay?
Well, I just got off the dive boat.
You still having issues with seasickness?
I was today.
That's one ailment that does tend to find most of us at one time or another.
There has to be a way to beat it once and for all.
Sorry, not really. True, those who spend more time on the water tend to become more resistant to it, but there's no foolproof method to guarantee you'll avoid it.
Great.
It's no big deal. It's just a physical reaction to motion. There's not a dive boat in existence that doesn't have stories of divers feeding the fish, and every person who's spent time on the water has experienced it, or at least enough of it to be queasy.
Okay, so there's no guarantees, but there are suggestions for avoiding it, I hope.
Yeah, sure, lots of them.
You're toying with me now, aren't you?
A little bit.
You are so not my buddy right now.
Okay, okay. Suggestions for dealing with seasickness.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with taking care of yourself the night before you dive. Get a good night's sleep, eat well, and take it easy on the alcohol.
How can that possibly make a difference?
The better you feel, the better your body is able to adapt to conditions.
Okay, I'm convinced. Now, what else you got?
It'll sound like a contradiction in logic, but eat a little something the morning of the dive. Keep it light, but you'll be surprised at the difference it makes.
How do I keep from thinking about it? It's like the moment I step on the boat, I worry about whether or not I'm going to be sick today.
You're not alone, but while it's easier said than done, try not to think about it. Constant worry about becoming seasick tends to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Think about the dive. Think about the day. Think about Christmas. Anything but getting seasick.
Christmas?
Sure. You'd be amazed at how decking mental halls and singing jingle bells can take your mind off things.
I'm feeling better already. So while I'm singing...
Stay on deck. The fresh air will do you good, and your eye will be able to stay on the horizon. That helps your body adapt to the motion, as what your eyes are seeing will match what your body is feeling. Your mind will be less confused.
The fresh air does feel good, and I find the middle of the boat rocks less.
Yep, and stand instead of sitting if you can. Your legs will help to absorb the motion.
Steadiness is really one of the biggest helps, isn't it?
It is. Minimizing the motion, not getting too hot or too cold, keeping your eyes level, it all can help.
I'll say one thing about seasickness. It definitely gets me in the water.
Yeah, if you're up for the dive and not dehydrated from getting too sick, definitely get in the water as quickly as possible. Not only will you feel better getting under the waves and the motion, it'll get your mind off your stomach for a while as it focuses on the dive.
But of course, if the seasickness is really laying you out...
As much as you'll hate to stay on the boat, don't risk the dive. Only you will know if you're well enough to dive, and you'll have to make that call.
These are all great tips, but what about drugs? There's got to be a magic pill or something to take, right?
Yes and no. There are a lot of remedies out there, and every diver swears by a different one. Like anything else, you have to try them and see what works for you.
If you want to go natural, I know ginger works well.
Yep. And if you like pharmaceuticals, medications like Dramamine or Scopolamine are favorites of many. But if you decide to go that route, please be careful. They can have side effects like drowsiness and dry mouth, and we know that fatigue and dehydration are not a diver's friend. Test them before you dive to see how you react, and be aware that drugs wear off, so you'll want to consider that in your dive planning.
I've also tried the wristbands and similar things that use pressure points and magnetic pulses. They're not bad either.
Nope. A lot of divers have good luck with those. The trick really is to find what does and doesn't work for you.
And assuming all the tips, drugs, ginger, and pressure points on hand don't work?
Try to make it to the leeward side of the boat. Don't use a marine head. They can't handle it. Stay outside in the fresh air and try to drink fluids as much as possible so you stay hydrated. And above all, remember that it's no big deal.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. Seasickness is a common affliction among divers, and there's no shame if you experience it. It can be uncomfortable, though, and it can lead to dive risks. So do what you can to minimize seasickness or prevent it altogether. But whether you beat it or it beats you, just remember to take care of yourself. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back here on the holiday weekend edition of The Big Show. And, you know, it is Thanksgiving, that time when you kind of do reflect and you want to think about, what you have to be thankful for, of course, right? So on the line, I have Mermaid Amy, the librarian who is, resides in the Chicagoland area. And she actually did a pretty cool thing last week with Dive Hard. Amy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you today?
I am good. Now, tell us about, first of all, Dive Hard is an organization that takes handicapped scuba divers or with physical challenges, puts them in the water, and kind of evens the playing field for them to kind of give them a cool activity to participate in and feel equal with everyone else, right?
Correct.
So they do a lot of cool things in that regard, take injured soldiers or just people that have had accidents and that kind of thing, and do a cool thing. So they had a big fundraiser in Chicago last week, right? What was it?
It was the Dive Hard Luau, their annual luau they have every November to raise money. So it was a good aloha for everybody. So the kids came in their coconut bras and their grass skirts, and everybody got lays, and it was a big buffet.
Whoa, everyone got what?
Even the kids got lays that night. Isn't that
lays,
good? And the
right.
Parents approved.
Yes, okay. I just want to make sure we clarify that. Because we are talking to a scuba radio mermaid. You don't know why. You got to kind of clean it up sometimes. But yeah, so that was a Hawaiian-themed party to raise money for Dive Hard. And I don't know, how did you get involved in this organization? They're based out of Chicago, I guess, right?
Yes, they're based actually out of Downers Grove, which is just west of Chicago, about a half hour. So I met Jim Elliott at the Our World Underwater show 2 years ago. And I just wanted to volunteer with a group that nobody else was, really doing. Everybody else was kind of doing soup kitchens or, homeless shelters and stuff like that. And I thought that this was a really good cause as well, and it was different, and it helped a lot of kids around here with disabilities. And it also helps the vets that come home or that have been home, with disabilities. So there's a lot of paraplegics. There's some quadriplegics. There's people that never thought that they would be able to walk again. So it gets them in the water and gives them a little bit of confidence. So I thought that was a great organization to work for.
Yeah, Jim and the gang for Dive Hard, and by the way, you can check them out at divehard.org. They have done a fine job over the last few years taking vets and the like into the scuba diving world and evening the playing field, so to speak. And by the way, Jacques Cousteau, the father of diving, yeah, he might have been one of the beneficiaries of Dive Hard back in the day if it existed when he was around. We'll explain next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Now I know it was the first show devoted to diving. We all listen to Scuba Radio.
That's right.
Scuba Radio.
Everybody.
Scuba Radio.
Yes.
We all listen to Scuba Radio.
Get down.
Scuba Radio.
Okay, so Mermaid Amy, the librarian, is on the line. We're talking about Dive Heart and how they do fine things for people with disabilities. Take them in the water, teach them how to dive, give them something to do that is, you know, makes them equal with everyone else because we, you know, we don't have the problem with gravity and that kind of thing underwater. Very fine organization. Diveheart.org is the website to go to. Jacques Cousteau, believe it or not, could have benefited from this organization because Jim Elliott told me there at the DEMA show, and Amy backed me up, that Jacques actually had a disability right before he created the Aqualung. Did you know the story, too?
Yes, I did. I think that actually kept him out of the military or got him kicked out of the military or something like that.
So. Yeah, I don't know if it did or not, but he, evidently, he, according to Jim, he was in a car accident, and he messed up his right arm and was paralyzed in his right arm, and his left arm was really beat up bad. He was going to lose it. The doctors wanted to cut it off, and he said, no, I want to go through rehab and the whole thing, and just kind of dealt with the pain and worked through it, and later, a few years later or shortly thereafter, he created the Aqualung. So go figure. He could have actually benefited maybe from Dive Heart back in the day. But it's a good thing that we have the organization now, and sounds like the event went well. And, of course, once again, if you want to participate and do things like Amy does by supporting that organization, go to diveheart.org and do your part.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Amy, Chicago, that's where you're based. We're going to head up there. To the Great White North. Well, actually, it's the Midwest, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, it might be the Great White North weekend, so we're supposed to get some snow.
This weekend already?
Yes.
Yeah, really? So, you know, we're not coming till like February for Our World Underwater, and it is like the Great White North.
Yeah, I can probably guarantee you'll see it.
Yeah, it might as well be Antarctica when you're going to Chicago in winter. But you'll be there to keep us warm, right?
I certainly hope so, yes. I will be there.
Yes, and she's going to actually bring some friends and participate in the whole Scuba Radio Mermaid thing. You're going to do the glasses thing and keep the librarian shtick in check, right?
Of course I am. Maybe I'll bring some books.
Bring
a ruler.
Bring some books and rulers, yes. There'll be some disciplining going on. I don't know. It'll be fun. That'll be interesting. OurWorldUnderwater.com. Check it out. Check out the dates. Sometime in February, we'll be up there hanging out with our Midwest scuba diving friends. All right, hour two of Scuba Radio is on deck. We're going to head to the Galapagos, find out what it's like to do a liveaboard adventure with Explore Ventures in that part of the world. That's coming up.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet
at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.